Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building, man. On and on and on and on. Erykah Badu in the building. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, man. And we're talking about financial literacy. And we also want to definitely send our condolences to Shorty Lowe's family, who we lost early this morning to a fatal car accident, a hit-and-run car accident. He was actually projected out of the car and pronounced dead on site. He is revived by 11 children. Along with that, he also is a legend in the Atlanta area for the group D4L, Laffy Taffy, along with They Know. So hip hop today is a sad day. We definitely send our condolences to the family and him. He just buried his father not too long ago, and then we lose him at the age of 40. So we definitely send our condolences to him and his family. Also, shout out to all the Virgos out there that are doing their thing. It's your birthday week, so, you know, you guys definitely celebrate. And we're going to be talking to Miss Pinky Taylor, talking to her about financial literacy and how we can protect ourselves. We ensure our cars, we insure, you know, our laptops, our equipment, we insure our jewelry, we insure our houses, and we insure a lot of different things, but we don't insure ourselves, and we're not safeguarding ourselves, having that security, instead of worrying about how am I going to have retirement, how am I going to be able to take care of my family, or how's my family going to live after I pass. You don't want to have those what-if questions. So tonight we're going to talk about financial literacy. Call in at 347-826-7722 and let us talk to you tonight. So we're going to go to the phone and see if we have the wonderful Miss Pinky Taylor on the line. Hello?
Hello, how are you, Lush Radio?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Definitely. So, you know, you have been doing some amazing things, and you worked in so many different departments, and, you know, you've definitely touched a lot of people, and you've brought wealth and financial literacy to a lot of people. You know, so before we get started, you got any shout outs or anything like that?
I just want to give a shout out to all the Lush Radio Online listeners, and thank you for the opportunity with educating and empowering you guys about financial literacy, and look forward to being engaged in the call.
Definitely, definitely. And if you didn't know, you know, she has a lot of different licenses. She's also worked as a civil servant for 27 years, and then she decided to become an entrepreneur, which is doing outstandingly well. And we're going to talk about our minority, our society, our African-American community. When it comes to financial literacy, it's like we're lacking, Pinky. What's going on? Talk to us.
Well, what's going on, guys, is within the African-American culture as a whole, we are illiterate when it comes to financial literacy by way of insuring ourselves. We, like Lush stated earlier, we go out of our way. We insure our cars. We insure our homes. We insure our cell phones. And you hit it on the head when you said we even insure our laptops. So we put more value on material things as opposed to ourselves. And the problem is about being educated. Life insurance is not just about a benefit for doing death. Life insurance is available to us for safe money management, upside potential, no downside losses. It protects us while we're living, and guess what else it does? It allows us to transfer intergenerational wealth within our families, guys. So I make it my business to let people know it's not just about a death benefit. You know, life insurance, you can have a policy. I'll give you an example. You can have a policy, $100,000. The one thing that's inevitable for all of us, so we're not promised life here on this earth, and we're all likely to get sick. If you have a policy that protects you while you're living, that means any event of a critical illness, a critical injury, or even a diagnosis, you can accelerate the value, 85% of the value of your policy while you're living. So when people hear and understand that it's not just about, you know, a death benefit, they're more susceptible in learning and understanding, you know, and protecting themselves.
Exactly. I think sometimes when it comes to African-American community, sometimes they feel like, well, especially the old school people, most of them think that it's, oh, you're predicting my death. And especially, like, I'm a foreigner, I'm African. Like, my father, when he died, you know, they believe, like, it's you're predicting someone's death when you get life insurance. But, no, it's safeguarding you. So then your family members don't have to go through a whole bunch of hardship just to bury you. And, you know, you've already established something for your future. And people want to, people are asking me, what is the best time to engage in setting up a plan for the future for that? What's the best time? Is it too late to start at a certain age, or is there a certain time you should start with better benefits?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. One thing that we, and when I say we, I'm African-American myself, one thing that we fail to do is protect ourselves before we get diagnosed, you know, with a critical illness or before we get sick. So your insurance is based upon your age and your health. The sooner, the better. You can get policies. We have a proprietary product with two of the largest carriers in the nation, American National and National Life. Now, you have term policies with other traditional carriers, but for the most part, those policies are not going to give you your living life benefits, your tax-free retirement, and allow you to transfer intergenerational wealth with your policies. So the younger you are, the better your rates are going to be. I mean, you know, it's like a common sense analogy. And when you get the policies, when you get your policies before, you know, you get a critical illness or diagnosis, you're going to qualify. And, of course, your rates are going to be much lower. So individuals who, young professionals, I even have college students that's getting policies because they're getting policies not only to protect themselves while they're living, but they're also a way to save for tax-free retirement. There's something out there that's called an index universal life policy, and it allows you to generate something that's called compound interest. Compound interest, you're going to get a guarantee on your return. So you have a life insurance policy that's going to give you a living benefit, going to give you tax-free retirement, and it's a death benefit that protects you while you're living.
Definitely. The other thing, we have a caller live on the line. We're going to go ahead and go and see who we have on the line. Caller, you're calling from 301-437. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you live over there? Okay, you can just stay on and listen. Definitely. So Pinky, right, when you say a living policy, how does that work? So do you get a return while you're still alive? How does that work?
Absolutely. Say, for example, you have a term policy. Our policies are based upon what you can afford. Now, if you want a policy that's going to transfer intergenerational wealth or help you save for your tax-free retirement, you're going to get you a permanent policy that's going to generate that compound interest. Everyone is not in a position to go that route. But with our carriers, our proprietary carriers, we have a term product that gives you the option, it automatically comes with living life benefits. Say, for example, you have a $100,000 policy. You have a unforeseen heart attack. You have a stroke. Now, in normal situations where you have a term policy, say, for example, that's on your job, go out and have a heart attack or a stroke and see what you can do with that policy. Absolutely nothing. That policy is only good for you doing what? When you die. And that benefit transfers to whom? It transfers to your beneficiary. But when you have a term policy with the living life benefit, guess what? You can accelerate, a certain percentage of that policy value, term policy value, while you're living. How many people do you know, within your friends or your family has suffered a heart attack or a stroke? They haven't been able to work. The house going to foreclosure. The car is getting repossessed because they couldn't go out and work. You have a $100,000 policy where you can accelerate $85,000 off of that term policy. You're able to live. You're able to breathe. You're able to have a peace of mind depending upon your age and your health. What you can afford for as little as $25 a month. One thing we have to remember within the African American culture, we put precedence on material things and looking good for the Joneses. You know, people who don't even like you, as opposed to taking care of ourselves and our family. I tell everybody, I'm my own work in progress. More than 8 years ago, when I had to bury my 8-year-old son, I wasn't burying my son from a GoFundMe account. You know what I'm saying? We had 5, 6, 7 different policies to bury our child. So I'm extremely passionate about educating our people as a whole about take care of yourself and your families while we are living. I mean, our sons, our brothers, they're dying on the streets every day. You have people that's in position and they're thinking, you know, it can't happen to me. It's real. It's no joke. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, any term policy that you have, number one, if you've been on your job for up to 30 years, if you don't die, guess what? Every dime that you put into that policy, where does it go? If you die, where does it go? It goes nowhere. So when you're able to educate about a term policy that protects you while you're living, for those individuals with an open mind, they get it. So, you know, I can't explain, you know, how important it is, you know, to educate and empower. It's not my goal to sell a million life insurance policy. It's my goal to educate and empower, you know, and help the next family out with knowing, you know, what's available to you out there.
Yeah, and they safeguard themselves. And the thing is, what I'm saying is, I mean, it's getting ridiculous with the GoFundMe accounts and stuff. And, I mean, you even, like me dealing with the entertainment business, you would think that some of us are celebrities that we've known for years in the game, artists and things like that. You would think that they would safeguard themselves since they're buying all these big houses and stuff. But at the end of the day, look at Red Fox back in the day. He died bankrupt. Broke.
Yep.
You got so many different people that have died, and their families are, you know, getting GoFundMe accounts. You know, that shouldn't be happening.
Exactly. And like I said, within the African-American culture, mind you, I am African-American, and I don't have a problem with being vocal about it. We are illiterate when it comes to financial literacy. It's factual. You know, I see GoFundMe accounts every day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and many GoFundMe accounts, you know, I help whenever I can, but it's an epidemic within our community, and we as a culture, we need to do better when it comes to taking care of ourselves.
What do you think of the number one thing when we're looking for policies? What's the number one thing we need to look for and questions we need to ask
Well, one of the number one things is you want to get something in place and you want to get something that you can afford. You want to get a policy that you understand what it is that you have. I have lots of clients who, you know, they'll tell me, oh, I got a policy, I got life insurance, I got this, I got that. And I'll ask them, well, tell me, what do you have? When does your policy expire? Do you have a term policy or do you have a permanent policy? Believe it or not, a lot of individuals don't know the difference between the two, you know. But I do know 99% of the individuals who I talk to, they don't have no policy that's going to protect them while they're living. So most importantly, you want to get something that covers yourself, that covers your family, and you want to get something that you can afford. For individuals, you know, that are professionals, we teach you how to redirect funds that you're already spending. We have our 401k accounts. We have our TSP accounts for your federal employees. We teach those individuals how to redirect those funds into safe money management by way of IULs. So, like I said, based upon your age and your health, and we can write policies up to 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? But it just depends on. I have individuals who are 65, 66 year olds, and they're getting approved for a policy, you know, term or permanent. It just depends on what an individual wants. If you want something just to cover yourself at a nominal, you know, price, you start with a $25 and see if that you can qualify for. Some individuals may want $100,000. They may want $200,000. They may want enough to pay off their house in the event of an illness or untimely death. So it's really based on an individual basis on what an individual wants for themselves or their families.
Definitely, definitely. And the last thing somebody else asked me, they just asked me, what is the difference between that and doing a will? Does that coincide with each other, or those are two different things?
You said what? Well, you said blowing the will.
They just asked me, no, a will.
You said what?
Will.
Okay, you said what's the difference?
No, somebody just asked me what's the difference. If you get a will, do you still need a policy?
Okay, absolutely. A will and a life insurance policy are two different things. A life insurance policy is going to protect you based upon the individual things that I just explained to you. A will is going to, you know, divvy assets, property, you know, to friends and family. You may have a ex-spouse or something, you know, where a couple didn't properly handle their business and, you know, they was no longer together. Say, for example, never got a proper divorce, and by default, the house goes to that ex-husband. You know what I'm saying? So a will and life insurance, that's two whole different ball games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody just asked me that question. I was like, okay, I'm gonna... I know what the answer is, but I said I'm throwing it to you, Peggy.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
a will cannot protect you while you're living. You know what I'm saying? A will cannot, in the event that, you know, you have a critical illness, a critical injury, a will cannot do nothing for you while you're living. However, if you had a life insurance policy, you know, that offered the living life benefit, that's going to help you while you're living. So that's two different ballparks, two different arenas.
Definitely. So if you guys are taking notes, make sure that you write the living life policy. I think that's the biggest thing, especially for us, you know, the youth out there that are in college. I think it's definitely an investment. And also for people that are having newborns, you know, a lot of times you get in the mail the Gerber life insurance and things like that. The living life policy, I think, is a good investment. And just having a policy in general to safeguard yourself and your family, because you never know what could happen, you know. You know, anything can happen, God forbid, but, you know, you definitely need to safeguard yourself, because we can't take any of these materialistic things to the grave. We can't take any of this stuff to the grave. You know, it's just
Absolutely.
Materialistic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with you bringing up the million-dollar babies, we're partnered with the Black Wealth Alliance. We have a million-dollar baby campaign where it's our goal to ensure over a million babies. And that's transferring intergenerational wealth within our homes, within our communities. You can get a policy for as low as $25. You know how many people make it their business to go to Starbucks every single day and get a cup of coffee. Some people two or three. If you take one cup of coffee every single day and invest it into your child, pay on that policy for 12 to 14 years, you're talking about generating wealth for your million-dollar baby. If you don't understand and you want to see and allow me to show you how it works, I can do that by way of a complimentary illustration. Other cultures, they insure from the womb, guys. You don't see GoFundMe accounts in other cultures. They insure, and they transfer generational wealth. Within our community, when our kids are 16 and 18, we go out our way to show for the Joneses. Other cultures, when their kids graduate from college, when they get married, you know what? They're getting checks. They're getting checks from where their parents invested into Index Universal Life policies, transferring generational wealth, guys.
Exactly. And that's what we need to do. And on another note, if you guys want to get more of this financial literacy, Pinky, how do they get in contact with you if they want a consultation?
Yes, absolutely. They can send me an email to info@pinkyleetaylor.com. You also can see how we're giving back to the communities by way of our LISA initiative. You can take a look at our website to see how we're actually educating and empowering within the community, www.lisainitiative.com. You also can send me an inbox message on Facebook. On Facebook, I'm Pinky Lee Taylor. You also can give me a call, 202-725-1410.
Definitely. And Pinky, another thing I want to ask you, as being a woman and entrepreneur, what made you, you know, make that transition into becoming an entrepreneur?
Actually, I worked for the federal government before 27 years, before I was introduced to an opportunity that could educate, empower, and allow me to get equity shares into a national brokerage company. And the opportunity was like a no-brainer. First of all, various things that I do in my professional is about educating and empowering. So me being in a position where, you know, I had to bury my child from a brain tumor. My son didn't get a brain tumor from something I ate or something I did. That was, you know, that was in the hands of the Lord. And I saw this as an opportunity where, you know, I can do what I can to help educate and empower individuals about, let's get rid of these GoFundMe accounts. You know, let's get an account that's going to help transfer intergenerational wealth. In addition to that, I love to travel. I'm building teams all across the country. I'm helping people be in business for themselves, not by themselves, and letting everybody have an opportunity to get a slice of this financial pie. Life insurance is a $1 trillion industry, and it's not going nowhere. We don't have no changing products. You know, we don't have, you know, no fees. And it's something where individuals, they have an open mindset. It's also something that all of us, if you don't have it or if you're not educated about it, it's something that we all need. So most importantly for me was allowing me to be in business for myself, by myself, traveling the country, teaching people, you know, how to do the same, have the motivation and the perseverance to not only impact their own homes, but their own communities as well. I mean, and how, you know, discouraging could it be to be in position to be an instant millionaire as soon as our company goes public? So for me, those are all the perks that got me on board, hands down.
Exactly. And we're going to wrap it up in a few. And other thing is that, where do you see yourself 5 years from now with your company?
You said other than what?
I said, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
I see myself 5 years from now as the one of the faces that played an intricate part in changing the face and diversifying financial literacy by way of educating and empowering African Americans in the insurance arena. I see myself as being, you know, that individual that made a difference in someone else's life, in someone else's home, and did that along with several of, you know, my other business partners that are on board with me. Like one of my business partners, Dr. Vicki Johnson, says, taking these acorns, planting these seeds, and growing oak trees, guys. That's where I see myself.
Definitely, definitely. She's a motivational speaker also. If you ever, you know, take the time out or you ever want to, you know, invite Pinky to speak, she does some amazing work. She's always classy, beautiful, and she just looks hot in everything she wears.
Thank you so much.
Her, man. She does an amazing job. But financial literacy is a big thing. And us as Americans in general and the African-American community, we definitely need to indulge in it. We need to definitely bring awareness. We need to definitely, you know, safeguard ourselves. And we're very happy that we have people like Pinky that are providing this empowerment for the African-American community and doing what she does. And, you know, we just thank you so much, Pinky, for your advice and all the information you gave us tonight. And make sure you guys check out everything that Pinky has going on and get your financial literacy on, you know, today. Let's start today with our youth. You having a baby tomorrow, you need to go ahead and insure that baby because it's serious right now.
Absolutely.
Pinky, so much. We love you. And, you know, definitely don't be a stranger. We're going to have you back on again, you know. Definitely talk about some more financial literacy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invite. Thank you for having me, and have a blessed night.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. That was Ms. Pinky Taylor live on the show telling us about financial literacy, and I definitely want you guys to definitely, you know, check out what she has going on. Log on to the website and join, you know, because, I mean, like I said, Shorty Low died. So many people have died in these past decades, in these past couple of weeks alone. Not a lot of these families are insured. A lot of these people are living, you know, leaving kids behind, wives, families, and they haven't safeguarded themselves. What do we do then? You don't want to have the why nots and what if we should have or the woulda, coulda, shoulda. We need to do it now. We have to act now. We have to get insured now. We have to safeguard ourselves. You know, materialistic things will not, you know, go with you to the grave, you know. And remember, life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you're in control of what direction it goes. It's your girl, Leslie Lestive, in the building. And that was Financial Literacy Tonight with Miss Pinky Taylor. And it's your girl, Leslie Lesh, and we're out. Peace, love, and happiness. And you know what we're going to do is give y'all some love because God loves you. I love you, baby. We out. Peace.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this ain't nothing if He comes. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love 'em, I love 'em, I love 'em. Love 'em, I love 'em, I love 'em. Love 'em, love 'em, love 'em, love 'em, love 'em, love 'em.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
Yeah.
And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Don't forget to check
love
us
him,
out. www.lessradioonline.com. You already know what it is, man. Google
love,
us, baby.
Love him,
I love
love him,
God.
Love him, love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were left, but I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember, I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.